Cattle producers have options to prevent and treat anaplasmosis in their herds. But as Dana Zook of Oklahoma State University Extension notes, producers need a strong relationship with their local veterinarian. For one thing, this potentially fatal disease is found only in certain parts of the country.
Anaplasmosis won't spread probably to every area, so we don't want to have additional costs to producers if they don't necessarily need to treat or vaccinate for the disease. So veterinarians will have a good idea of how to go forward with treatment if needed.
Producers in the past have used tetracycline antibiotic in cattle feed as a treatment option. But as of this year, they must obtain a veterinary feed directive to use tetracyclines for anaplasmosis treatment. There is also a vaccination available for anaplasmosis, but
it will not prevent infection, but it will reduce clinical signs of anaplasmosis.
And availability and cost factors have so far prevented widespread use of the vaccine. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.